For streaming, creating, gaming, and more, power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional cyber savings event. Enjoy up to $400 off stunning laptops like the XPS, along with high-performance desktops and next-level Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on top-brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 1-800-BUY-DELL. That's 1-800-BUY-DELL. Happy Thanksgiving. It is November 22nd. We have a beautiful show for you today. A beautiful show. A poetic show. A bunch of creativity and art. People said old Billy Shakespeare could write like a motherfucker. He ain't never heard nothing like what's been written today. Lin-Manuel Miranda, we have a group of men hot on your heels. Today, we all wrote poems about what we're thankful for.
So nice.
Oh, yeah.
And about our lives that we are currently living. And for you to listen to on this beautiful hungover Thanksgiving, because I've heard last night is a large night for people to destroy their bodies with. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
It's very true. Oh,
yeah. I've never got to experience it. Normally I had work or was playing on Thanksgiving. Last year I did not go out, but I've heard that this night is one for the ages. It's second to New Year's, people are saying.
Yeah.
Yep, right there. I might even put ahead of it.
Really, this is the big night because everybody's home from school, everybody's home from work, and everybody wants to see each other and see how life has been and show a little gratitude, because I think Thanksgiving does bring out the best in people.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Because the word thanks there is in the holiday.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it sets the tone early for what it's about, and that's what our poems are about later today. Nick also has some bangers for your Thanksgiving holiday evening.
Of course. Get
Nick,
you going.
What are the tie-ins for the bangers?
Well, I mean, it's obviously Thanksgiving themed. Maybe it's some food. Maybe it's some family.
Oh, he's keeping us guessing. I like that a lot. It is all about family and friendship. I think that's what a lot of these poems are going to be about. Speaking of friendship, I will be calling a broadcast this upcoming weekend on Fox Sports 1.
Let's go!
At noon, Texas Tech Baylor.
Yes.
With a friend of mine, AJ Hawk. AJ and I had a 35-minute discussion earlier today about the call, about what I should expect, what I should do, and also just AJ Hawk being hysterical. That'll be coming up right around the corner. But first, I do believe you'll be able to gamble on me calling a game. So you can gamble on me calling a game, and you can only do it at one place and one place only, and that's mybookie.ag. Have you ever wanted to place a bet but didn't because you were afraid to pick the wrong team?
Yes.
This Thanksgiving, it's finally possible for you to get a 100% refund on your bet if you lose it. With the Turkey Day free play, you can bet the spread on either the Bears or the Lions. If it wins, you win. If it loses, MyBookie will give you your money back up to $250. So nice. You literally cannot lose. It's no risk. All gravy. Turkey Day. Turkey Day tie-in.
That's a
Thanksgiving or an Italian tie-in. Because it's not sauce.
It's gravy.
MyBookie offers such a great product in there. There's literally never been a better time to try them out. Unless your sports book is offering something like this, I'd recommend that you make the switch right now. I've never heard of a sports book doing this before, and I don't think it'll ever happen again. And I'm talking about with MyBookie as well. This turns out this is going to be a big loss for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
As a small business, you never want to go in the red.
No, never.
Giving away $250 free bets as a place that makes money off of bets that lose seems to be a way to go deep into the red.
It's a wild move.
This will never happen again. You need to get in on it. MyBookie.ag for the Turkey Day free play. You use the promo code PAT on your first deposit. You'll get a 50% bonus as well. So there's more free money from MyBookie.ag. Wow. That's promo code PAT. You don't need a promo code for your Turkey Day free play. If you lose, we'll credit the money back into your account automatically, they say. Well, what are you waiting for? Sign up today and don't miss out on the gravy train of MyBookie. So you make that bet on Bears or Lions. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to hammer the Bears.
Okay.
Strictly because the Lions are the Lions.
Okay.
Ain't that right, Foxy?
No, Thanksgiving. We are the team.
It's a different Lions team on Thanksgiving.
I already hammered the Lions, and there are rumors going around Mitchell might be injured.
More than rumors.
I got Chase Daniel will be playing, and if we watch Chase Daniel play in the preseason, the Bears got no motherfucking shot. But they have Khalil Mack, so you never know what's going to happen. And by the way, this is a primetime game, So there's only one thing that that primetime player will do, and that is make primetime plays. And I'm not sure the Lions have enough primetime players to keep up with what Khalil Mack can do. That's neither here nor there, because if you bet on the Bears at mybookie.ag, you're getting your money back if the Lions
win.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And when you win that $250, this is what you're going to do. You just got free money, basically. Mm-hmm. You use promo code PAT, you got a 50% deposit bonus, you got more free money. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to store.patmcafeeshow.com and experience the greatest sale in the history of the internet. 20% off the entire store from today, Thanksgiving at noon, till Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. An entire new line of merch, an entire new line of sweater. We got mugs, we got hats, we got everything you could possibly need to not only gift others, but gift yourself. Oh, yeah. Treat yourself. 20% off the entire store. We got some Christmas sweaters that are going to knock the doors off of any Christmas party you walk into. You're probably gonna get a blowjob. You wear
at least one.
Foxy, that has to feel pretty good.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. Very excited.
You get them for free. Store.patmcafeeshow.com. 20% off the entire store. Go check it out. We appreciate you so much. Here's the conversation I had with AJ Hawk earlier today. On the phone now is a guy who's a color commentator for Fox Sports this upcoming weekend as the Texas Tech football team takes on the Baylor football team in Jerry World, Dallas. He'll be on the call with a guy named Sean Kelly from New Orleans' play-by-play, and standing right next to him as a chime-in guy, three-man booth guy, a man who's never been to a broadcast boot camp, myself, Pat McAfee, with legend on the phone, AJ Hawk. What's up, AJ?
What's up, Pat? Yeah, just so you know, the Texas Tech Red Raiders against the Baylor Bears.
You knew that in my intro that I didn't know their name there. It felt like you knew that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. I tried to drag out the Texas Tech so that my brain would think of the name. Could not come up with it. Could not come up with it.
Tech football squad.
I talked to you a little bit this morning about this. I'm very intrigued to see how this goes. Have you ever been in a three-man booth before? And how do you think it goes for us?
Yeah, I've been in. Last year, I did a decent amount of three-man booths with Danny Cannell, who a lot of people know. And it's, especially in the college game, man, it can be tough just because they run so many plays. Like, if an offense is running 85, 90 plays, there's not a whole lot of time to try to chime in. So the three-man booth, you got to be on the same page with each other. That's a good thing, though, with you, man. Like, me and you, we'll find a way to make it work. We might have not have a ton of time to try to jam our points into the broadcast, but I think it'll be fun.
I think we'll finish each other's.
Please finish that.
Sentences. You were supposed to finish my sentence right there.
I thought we were finishing each other's
sentences. Oh, no. I see. I thought you were just about to return it right there. I thought, we don't have a lot of time to get the chemistry back after we did an entire podcast last year together every single Sunday. You don't really talk to me much anymore. I FaceTimed you one time. Now you're so busy. I tried to FaceTime you twice yesterday when the announcement was made, both times unavailable. Unbelievable, too, by the way. So I'm trying to get our chemistry back here, but you just can't finish my.
No, I'm not playing your game right now. So yesterday you texted me and said, "Hey, can you call into to my show?" And I said, this was 2:40 Eastern. I said, "Yeah, if it's in the next 10 minutes, because I'm on Sirius XM from 3 until 8 p.m. on Tuesday straight. The longest break is a 2.5-minute commercial break." And so you FaceTimed me like three times at 3:30, at 4:30, and I got to send you a text as I'm on the air. I'm like, bro, like, do you not get it? Like, what's happening?
I was trying to hijack the show, to be honest. I was trying to interrupt. Not that I would do that on Saturday. I have a lot of respect for that booth. I have to get a new suit for the booth. I'm real excited about that. What are you wearing, a suit, full suit?
Yeah, maybe a full suit, or I've told you about my stretchy pants that I like to wear. Sometimes during the broadcast, I like to take a knee. For some reason, it just makes me feel good, and I can't take a knee in my suit pants. They're stretchy, but not stretchy enough. So
AJ,
if you have some AJ, stretchy tight pants. I'll definitely take a knee if you're sitting next to me.
If you take a knee, I might lose my mind in that booth. I want to let you know. I don't know what will be happening on the field, but they better turn my microphone off because I will be losing my. How long are these games? 3 hours? 4 hours?
They could be. Yeah, they'll definitely most likely be 3 hours. They can run over three, but probably not. I mean, you know, they're running a million plays. The problem about the college game that you'll see is the clock stops after a first down, just for a little bit. But it can take a long time to run a quarter if they're not really running the ball and they're getting a lot of first downs. Man, it'll stretch it out.
So this is 3 hours of an open mic for me.
Absolutely, man. And that's the good thing. The play-by-play guy, Sean Kelly, he'll jump in, he'll explain the play, and then the floor is ours. We get to really explore the space and see what we can do.
I can't wait to hear your incredible football insight in there, and then me with incredible, I don't know.
Think about it. Think about this, Pat. We could possibly be like the college version of Tessitore, Witten, and Booger. Imagine that.
Oh, my God. Imagine if we could get to that level of greatness.
What do you think? You think we could do it?
Well, I'm going to have to pull a rabbit out of my head, but I think I think we can make it happen.
I think you can. I mean, you're going to be up in the booth. See, that's what's good, too. I don't think you would have agreed to do it if they would have tried to put you down on the field and been like the third guy as like – They want Booger to be an analyst, but he's on the field. He's in that Booger mobile, and that's the problem.
But if they
can't see each other, like you're going to step all over each other. How do you know when to speak?
Well, that's what actually I got a chance to talk to a couple of those guys this weekend, and that was something they did. I asked the same question, and it is difficult because I guess Booger can see Witten, right? Because on the TVs that he has, but they can't see him. It's very interesting. Hopefully, they'll be able to figure it out for it to go into the future and do something well. But a McAfee mobile, I would have been all about. I just want to let you know, if they would have offered that, I'm all the way the fuck in. If I'm on a McAfee mobile, like a little Mario Kart outing down there on the sideline.
I mean, that would make sense, especially like, why wouldn't they spend like $100,000 to build a McAfee mobile for a game that's being played at the exact same time as Ohio State Michigan, the greatest rivalry in all of sports?
That seems like a little bit of a skewed image of what the greatest rivalry in sports is, possibly, because you are in Ohio State.
What is it? Colts Titans? Is that the better one?
Oh, wow. Why do you have to take shots at me like that? I was just thinking there, you know, potentially other ones that are great. Oklahoma, Texas is a big one. You know, that's a little, let's get outside of our region. Maybe stop thinking about it. WVU Pitt will come back in. Maybe Penn State Pitt. Maybe Penn State, Ohio State. But Ohio State sees Michigan as more of one. Maybe it's Duke, North Carolina. Maybe it's the Washington Wild Things, the Frontier League versus the Traverse City Beach Bums, which I actually got to play in the Frontier League game. You don't know what a big rival is. You have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I need to expand my horizons. Is West Virginia Pitt, is that really a rivalry game for you? Is that like a, do you guys get a trophy?
It was called the Backyard Brawl. We don't do trophies, though, because we're real. We're not fake over there, but it got...
Just have a mountain man carrying a musket. That's okay.
It's a mountaineer. You call these games often? Do you know
any? No, I don't. Pat, I've not done a West Virginia game. That's a little bit above my pay grade.
See, it wasn't always like that. When I got there, whenever I was a freshman, nobody knew us. We had never won a bowl game, nothing like that. AJ Hawks of the world probably would have called our game. And then, by the way, you would have done so well on ours. Our West Virginia team probably would have took you right up to the top. You would have been Joel Klatt.
Oh, hey, look at that. You know what, though? Dana Holgorsen, I respect that dude. He's one of my favorite head coaches in all of college football. I hope you've had a chance to speak with him.
He and I had beers one particular evening when I first met him. I haven't talked to him since then. He's got that visor scarlet thing going right now, and I love the way he's coaching that team.
He owns it, man. That's the thing. Like, you would think like if you had that scarlet, you'd be like, all right, well, obviously visors they're off the table. Those are not an option. But Dana's like, no, I like visors. I don't care. And I mean, that's the best, man. When a guy owns it and is not scared to do it, phew.
Well, old Gundy,
you can tell he's a confident.
You got old Gundy out there at Oklahoma State. He's been marketing his, he has a very full mullet. That thing is real Kentucky waterfall. Huge business up top party in the back. That thing's awesome. But Dana owning the skullet, I think it's a good recruiting tool. I think it's a marketable thing.
Yeah, you got to do whatever you can, I guess, to relate to these youngsters. There's a dude, I did a Utah State game. Utah State's actually a really good football team. Their offensive coordinator, Pat, if you guys look him up sometime, and obviously you don't, I'm sure you won't, but he's got long blonde hair, kind of like surferish hair. He's wearing shades all the time. And I think he even said, like, I don't really like having long hair, but for some reason, when I go in to recruit these high school kids, it's like it gives me like an in. They see me, and then they see another coach come in that's kind of buttoned up and looks old. Even though I'm still older, they think I'm like a young dude, and they can relate to me, and it helps me recruit kids. And I was like, man, that's a genius move. I guess that's what Holgorsen's doing.
And Gundy, this is definitely what they're doing. There's no way Gundy thinks that thing looks good. There's no way he thinks it looks good. There's no way Dana like looks at it and is like, this is what I've always wanted. Granted, personally, I think the mullet is all the way back. I've been trying to grow it. My lady won't let me. She took fucking scissors to it the one time when I started growing it. It was a wild move. If I could do it, I would do it in a heartbeat. But I think it's a good marketing thing. Let's talk about marketing a little bit. What do we need to do to get thrusted right into Thursday night football this weekend? Is there any way we potentially just get moved right up the ranks next week?
Oh, so if we go from calling the Saturday college game to Thursday night primetime NFL game to take Joe and Troy's job?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, if anybody can do it, we can do it, Pat. I really think so.
What do we have to do to get there?
Well, think about it, with your groundswell of support of all of your loyal fans that love everything about you and that say cuz and cuzzy all the time and sound like douchebags with their parents and friends, I think we have a good chance. I don't know. What do you think? What are you going to...
I think a lot of things after what you just said.
How it goes.
I think
you need a board. You know what a board is, Pat, for the game? You ever heard that?
Board. Speaking of, I'm bored with this conversation because all you're doing is just taking a bunch of bullshit shots at my people. Listen here, cuzzy.
No, not your people. Hold on. I wasn't taking any shots at your people. I was saying because their parents don't understand maybe the world that they're living in this Pat McAfee radio, whatever you call yourself, world. They can't relate to their young. These young kids speaking different languages.
What a spin zone that was! You just called me and my peoples a douchebag. There, you did it. I heard it right there.
Okay, if that's how you want to take it, Pat. You're the only. I can't offend you. You let yourself be offended.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Well, I am kind of offended. I don't know what a board is, though. I have no idea what a board is. That's like a microphone board where I can like mute the play by play guy. Chop in. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you do have like a cough button and a talk back that you can talk to your producer. But no, the board's like the too deep that it's, you hold it so you can kind of see it. Has everybody's number, has a little, you can write a bunch of stuff on it.
No! I've seen those. I don't do notes. Normally my thing is no notes. You ever see me on TV? Everybody else has paper in front of them. No notes for me.
No, you don't need notes. I'm not saying you need notes, but I could print you out an extra board and bring it if you want. I got to get it to Kinko's again, but it just has the numbers and guys. So if a guy catches the ball or you're trying to watch a replay and you don't know who the guy is, obviously, you just look down at your board and you see, okay, number 56, that's the right guard, and you can say his name. That's how you identify people.
It's like a coach's play sheet, a call sheet?
Yeah, it's basically like a call sheet, and it has all the positions on front, offensive, defense, and the two deep, so you know who you're talking about. If you want to say something about a certain player, you get his name right, and you know you're not just out there guessing.
Yeah, I probably need one of those. Is Kinko's still open? You think you can make a run over to Kinko's and still make that happen? Or
I should be able to get one before I leave town here Friday morning. I could bring you one, yeah.
You know the Centaur painting is still up right behind me in my studio.
Is it still up? I've seen other stuff, it looks like it got moved maybe out of, it's not in the same position.
No, it is. It's in the same spot. It's right behind me. We're actually selling merch with it on it today. The merch goes up. We have a whole new line of merch, by the way, up for sale. store.patmcafeeshow.com. 20% off everything until Monday at 7 p.m. If we sell 25,000 items, somebody will get a For the Brand AJ. But yeah, the Centaur is right behind me still. It's one of the greatest gifts I've ever received.
I'm glad that it's still up. Yeah, believe me. I think when I asked my buddy to commission that and told him exactly what I wanted, I feel like he nailed it. It's pretty spot on, man. I feel like you embody all that is that Centaur.
Oh, my God. You called me a douchebag just a little bit ago, but now you're motivating me. This is a pretty crazy little roller coaster of emotions of a friendship here. I can't wait to get in a booth with you.
I know. It's going to be I don't know. How do you see it going? It's going to be fun. My oldest brother texted me, I think last night, and he said, oh, hey, that's awesome. Have you done a game with Pat before? And I said, I don't think Pat's done a game. What do you mean? Like, have you ever done any kind of...
Nope.
I know you've been, you do TV all over the place, you do wrestling, but have you ever called a game?
Nope. They didn't accept me for that broadcast boot camp that you all go to. All these players that do the broadcasts of games and on TV and all the panels, they actually did not accept my resume to get in. I've applied numerous times and got rejected numerous times, so they don't even let me in there. So I have no teach tape, no nothing, nothing at all, except for what I see every single weekend when I watch football games and listen to what each person's saying. I try to do a little bit of research. There's a lot of really terrible ones I try not to learn from, but the good ones I try to chime in with. But there's not a lot of good three-man booths. There's a lot of terrible three-man booths. So I don't really, I think I'm just going to try to find my own lane. I'll lay back a little bit, let the smart football guy talk, I'll call my people douchebag, let the play-by-play kind of run his thing, and then I'll just kind of, I'll pipe in like a sniper whenever there needs to be a heater every once in a while.
No, I think you're going to be awesome. Hey, that, trust me, that broadcast boot camp, that doesn't do anything to help you call in games. You only do a real, real little bit talking about actually being a color analyst for a game. It's more on like every other aspect of broadcasting. But the only way to get better calling games is to call games. Just do it. You need reps. But with you, though, you're such a unique guy that I think that's what people want. Like, they don't want you to try to be, you know, Rex Ryan. Like, when he first got on TV, he tried to be like a TV guy. And they're like, no, we want you to be Rex. Like, be who you are in your press conferences. Be Rex. Like, don't try to be buttoned up and all that. And so you've done enough TV, though. You know what you're doing. And I think that's why Fox wants you to do the game. That's why I'm glad I get to be the guy sharing the booth with you.
Aw. Hey, that was really cute there. I thank you for those kind words. I will say this, though. Yeah. I'm pretty solid at being me in most situations. You know what I mean? I mean, there was a couple handshake, kiss the ring situations I had to do in LA where I wasn't fully me and it was kind of uncomfortable. I had to compliment people that I didn't want to compliment. Blah, 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 blah. You get it. All right. But when I get on this particular weekend in that booth, I'm real excited to let her fly. I'm real excited to let her fly, see what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, too, especially working for Fox. Fox values personalities over anything else, I feel like. Like, they don't, there's other, think about, like, CBS, they're more of, like, old school, buttoned up. ESPN, they're kind of, a little bit of both, maybe. But I feel like Fox, out of all the networks, and especially people calling the games, they like people that are personalities. Look at the number one crew, Gus. Gus is the most
electric,
excitable, crazy play-by-play guy. And play-by-play guys are usually just right down the middle, like, just presenting the facts, basically. And Gus is awesome. So that's what Fox likes. So that's why they want you to do this game, man.
Do you know this play-by-play guy at all?
I do not. I've never done a game with him. I've worked with a lot of different guys. I know he works for, what, the Pelicans, the basketball squad?
Yep, and also the Saints. I think he does some stuff for the Saints, too. He's down in the bayou, dire.
he'll be awesome, man. He will. I'm sure he's pumped. We'll talk to him. I'm going to talk to him later this afternoon on the conference call with the Texas Tech coaches. I don't know if you're jumping on or not, but we'll get to speak with him. And then, yeah, we'll get to hang out with him Friday before the game. And I'm sure he's excited. It's a different – it's definitely, I'm sure, different than any booth he has ever had for a football game, having myself and you there next to him.
I can't wait for that conference call. I have been – what time is the conference call?
4:30 Eastern. They'll send you an email with dial-in information. Are you really going to join?
Yeah, of course. I've been planning for this conference call all day. Who are we talking to?
The Texas Tech. And what's their team name? What are they?
The War Raiders.
There you go. Yep, Texas Tech War Raiders.
The Red Raiders, dude. Wreck them. You know, I already know their hashtag, their whole thing. We're talking to all of the Texas Tech War Raiders. Okay, at 4:30.
All of them, every player, every coach. It's gonna be a while.
Is that serious right now? Is it like a FaceTime or is it?
No, it's not a FaceTime. We'll talk to their head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, and then Gibbs and Kevin Johns, that are O&D coordinators.
What are you gonna ask them? Just so I know going in, what type of questions I should have ready to ask.
Honestly, I want to ask – I might ask Cliff, because I had Cliff on my podcast a couple years ago, and he was awesome. I want to know – I might ask Cliff. I might be like, Cliff, so do you have any idea about this crew that is broadcasting your game that you're trying to become bowl eligible and the shenanigans that are going to be happening up in the booth during your time where you're trying to hang on to your job and justify keeping your gig that is your dream job? I want to see what he says to that.
And I'll follow up, Cliff. Is there anything you'd like me to say during the broadcast that maybe a booster is listening or watching that might save your job? Follow up.
Hey, for real. Honestly, he would love it. I mean, you don't have to say to save your job, but just say like, yeah, what? Yeah, that's honestly, do it. That's all they care about. Like the smart coaches, they know how to work with the media to make them look good and to make everything about them. And
a follow up
thing though about
follow up to the follow up, Cliff. I see that your first name is Cliff with a K and your last name is Kingsbury with a K. Did you ever think that if your parents named you Cliff Kevin Kingsbury, that would be pretty tough to sell later in life?
The question is, what is his middle name? I don't know.
It's Tom. It's Timothy. I just looked it up. It's Timothy, which is my dad's name, which is a real shame. I was really hoping it was like Kevin or something. Oh, it would be great if he was Cliff Kevin
thank
Kingsbury.
God for Cliff Kingsbury. I never thought about that. I guess it's common sense that the K's were kind of off the list when you're thinking of middle names if you have the first and last name already picked out for him.
I've been watching a lot of documentaries. For a lot of people, that'd be a dream name. Just want to let you know that I've been watching a lot of docs. There's a lot of bad white people out there. AJ, I did not know. Dude, there's one on Netflix about the Aryan Nation or whatever, and I had no idea. They're a small, like, in relative to population, they're a very small group of humans. But boy, they're a terrible batch of white people that I did not know still exist on this world. It's a small group. There's like 200 of them, basically, in the thing that we're talking about. But they do some terrible. I had no idea they still existed. I'm being serious when I say it. It was very naive of me to think that level of stupidity still exists. But there's like a good 200-300 of them down there in Georgia still running around with all these torches and shit.
Wow. I didn't know they still existed. I thought, there's some, weird hillbillies that may have some racist thoughts or whatever. I didn't know they're actually.
Yeah, they still gather. Yeah, they still gather. They have an email list too, a newsletter. Yeah, that was the big. That was a big part of the documentary. Was this first lady of the I forget what they call themselves, the Knights of something. The first lady sends out all the emails. It's a big job. It's a big job. She's front line of recruiting for the racist white people.
The first lady, so she's the wife of the head man, whatever his name is.
Well, he wouldn't get married to her because he doesn't want to appear soft. So she was just girlfriend. So I don't.
I'm telling you,
I am so deep in documentaries on Netflix. I know a lot more about these weird subcultures than I should. I'm being serious when I say that, but it all adds to the stand up bits, though. All adds to the stand up bits. AJ's the best, man. We interrupt this incredible conversation to tell you that there is one thing you should be putting on your loins and one thing only, and that is Tommy John underwear. Guys, stop what you're doing because Thursday through Sunday, I've got the Black Friday weekend deal of mind-blowing comfort for you and everyone on your list. It's Tommy John, the revolutionary clothing company that's redefining comfort. Tommy John has the most comfortable underwear on the planet, keeping you neat, nestled, and all in one place. Ooh. They're the perfect gift, especially for guys who constantly adjust. Tommy John is constantly thinking of new ways to keep you even more comfortable, like the first ever stay tucked dress shirt for men and specially engineered socks that stay up all goddamn day. Tommy John underwear sports a no wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay put waistbands, and a range of fabrics that are luxuriously soft and designed to move with you, not against you. So if you're still on the fence wondering if Tommy John would be a memorable gift, you're in luck, because everything from underwear to loungewear to limited edition holiday gifts are now 20% off. In fact, the entire site is 20% off for now for new and existing customers. Don't miss Tommy John's biggest sale of the year, where you can buy something for everyone on your list, naughty or nice. Give the gift of mind-blowing comfort this holiday season with limited edition holiday gifts from Tommy John. Plus, save 20% on all products at TommyJohn.com/America. That's TommyJohn.com/America for 20% off. This weekend, while I'm in the booth, I'll be wearing Tommy John underwear and stay put socks and the whole kit and caboodle, because I'm next to a living legend, AJ Hawk and Sean Kelly. Here's more from that conversation.
Are you still doing stand-up?
I mean, at some point I'll do it again. So I guess, yeah, I'm still doing. I'm not, I don't know. Haven't done a show in a while. So I guess it's kind of up in the air, in the middle.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Have you ever done it?
Out there, so. What?
Have you ever done it?
No. No way.
Why?
Stand-up? I mean, I don't know. I mean, why would I try that? You're a great storyteller. I'm not really the dynamic storyteller you are. I give speeches and stuff at places and try to make some decent money doing that.
Is it motivational?
I don't do stand-up.
Is it motivational?
What? No, absolutely not.
It seems like it's probably motivation. If it's a corporate speech, that's a motivational speech. I know it. You just lied to me. I would like to hear your motivational speeches, though. What do you go with?
If someone is motivated by something I say, maybe. But no, I'm the anti-motivational speech. Bro, I did a pregame show last week in Blacksburg, Virginia, and they had me give. They wanted me to look at the camera and give a pep talk to the UAB Blazers playing Texas A&M. And I told the producer, going, "I'm like, hey man, like that's not really my thing. Like I hate pep talks. I disagree with them. I don't think they do anything."
Disagree with pep talks.
And no joke, he was like, "Well, luckily he was really cool, and he showed me one that this guy they had in studio does, and the guy's really good. He's animated, whatever. The complete opposite of what I would be.
You've got to be a bumblebee."
I basically told him, I was like, "All right, well, yeah, I'll do it. Let's do it, whatever." And I just gave a short anti-pep talk, basically, to the UAB Blazers, just saying like how dumb pep talks are. These are stupid. You should be offended that they're having me do this. Why would you need this? Like, are you guys are 9-1. You're a good team. You don't need a pep talk. So get me out of here. This is dumb. Sorry. Bye. Like, that's all I had to do. It was terrible.
So you did give them a pep talk, though. You said, you guys don't need this. You guys are so good. You should have faith in yourself. Mm-hmm. There's not a guy who's got incredibly good looks and great hair who went to Ohio State and played for the Packers and now is on television wearing makeup. There's nothing that guy can say that makes your team a better team. This is stupid. You guys are a great squad already. Get out there and do your thing. I'm done with this. That's what you said. That's a pep talk, what you just gave. You just gave them a pep talk.
Yeah, I guess it turns into that. But you, through your vision, it sounds much better. So maybe I should have brought you down. But no, I haven't. That's another thing.
I am a motivator.
If you said wear makeup, I don't wear makeup. But the play-by-play guys I work with, they bring their own little thing and they put their own makeup on. There's not makeup people there, at least the crews I work on. What are you going to do? Are you thinking you're going to bring your own?
No, I'm spray tanning, I think, Friday morning. That's all the makeup I need. Just put a little tan on this Irish skin. Makes me look damn good on 4K.
Who's gonna spray tan?
I got this company. I just go to, not a company, a small business here in Indianapolis. I walk in, they know the deal. I want dark tint, make me black real quick, and then we go out there and really make it good.
Okay, you're not allowed to do that in 2018. We just had Halloween. You know you can't do that.
Oh, Megyn Kelly lost her gig for asking that question of why. What a dumbass, bro. What a dumbass.
That's the question, but. They just used that as an excuse to get rid of her because they didn't like her and her ratings were awful. And she still got paid $69 million, though, right?
She won in that whole thing. I mean, she got a bad rap there for a long time, which probably not a bad rap. It's a very stupid question, but she's now a professional golfer, probably. She's just getting paid $69 million probably to golf on a daily basis.
Well, she should go back to Fox News now, right? That's what her specialty was. I know Tucker Carlson cucked her and took her spot and drove the ratings up even higher. So maybe they put her on before Tucker.
I'm assuming that she pissed off people at Fox too whenever she went to NBC. I'm assuming. She might just be done. If I have $69 million in the bank, by the way, I don't want to say that I am a guy that would disappear, but I think I'm going ahead, getting an Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning flip phone, going to an island. I don't know if you'll ever fucking see me again if I get 69 mil to the.
Yeah, you will, man. You say that. You say it all the time.
Hold on. Hey.
Old ass Warren Buffett and everybody.
Hey, AQ Shipley's FaceTime me right now. Hold on. Do you know him?
Yeah.
AQ. Okay.
You on a podcast?
Yeah, I'm actually interviewing AJ Hawk right now. He's on here. He can hear you.
Hey, I hear you guys are going to be analysts this weekend.
Yeah, we're analyzing a lot of shit, man. AJ's going to do a lot of the analyzing, and I'm just probably going to be piping in with one-liners.
Who's he got this weekend?
Hey, who do you think's going to win, AJ?
Between Tech and Baylor? Well, if Tech's starting quarterback plays, they should definitely light it up. But if not, it's who knows, man.
I didn't hear a single thing that just happened.
Well, yeah, because he's on a FaceTime. He's in my headphones. He said he thinks if Tech's quarterback's there playing, Tech's going to light it up. But just for future reference, I don't like to predict games that I'm calling. It's kind of my standard, so I won't be able to give you an answer.
Oh, okay. You're Herb Street.
Yeah, me and Herbie kind of the same way. We don't want to really put any negative vibes into the air. We just want to see a good, hard-fought game between student-human athletes. Student-humans first, athletes third.
All right, well, go enjoy your interview. Call me later.
Do you want to say anything to AJ? Do you guys know each other?
No, I played against him.
Was he dirty? Was AJ dirty?
Great player. Great player. At Ohio State and in the NFL. Great player.
Did you guys ever really get into it? Any CTE cause for either of you, by either of you?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't believe in CT.
I'll talk to you later. Hey, AJ, that guy's one of the dumbest guys in history. I don't know how well you know AQ.
I don't know him well. I've known of him. I know of him, and I've played against him, but I don't know him personally. But I know I've heard him on your show, and the more I hear of him, the more I like that dude.
Oh, AJ, he is a guy that is a lunatic, for sure, an absolute lunatic, but a hilarious one. You also saw Pat Anger echo our chimes, yours specifically, of not letting a dude spray water in your mouth.
Oh, I love Pat. I've been saying that forever, man. And that's something I told my wife. Man, I don't know if it was before or after Pat, but yeah, like I knew there's no way anyone's ever, I'd get offended if they tried to act like they wanted to squirt water in my mouth. And my good buddy, who's a trainer, used to try to joke and try to get me during a game, like timeout. I would smack the bottle out of his hand and try to fight him on the field. And I told my wife, like, the most proudest thing I am about from my career from second grade on is that I never laid on the field once hurt. And I never let anyone squirt water in my mouth. I'm like, other than that, I don't care. But that's two things I'm very proud of.
It is tough to watch guys just let other people spray the butt. Like, you're so tired, you can't just grab the thing and spray it. You're so tired that you can't squeeze a bottle in your... Some person who makes a living trying to make everybody's life a little bit better. These water boys that people talk about, these people have 14-hour days during the season trying to get people right with STEM, rehab, and everything like that. These guys and girls get yelled at by the GMs because players are hurt that they didn't hurt. They're getting yelled at by players for making them sit out. These water boys that you speak of, their lives are terrible, and then they got to squeeze water into people's mouths? That's unbelievable.
And, well, it's a growing trend, too. It's happening more and more. I'm sure it happens in high school now. And, man, that I urge any high school coach that hears this, like, do not start that early with those kids. Like, can you imagine the entitlement that you get if you're a 15-year-old kid and you have some trainer squirting water in your mouth? Like, there's no hope for that kid. He has no chance moving forward.
The only time anything should get squirted in your mouth is if you're doing, you know, obviously non-sexual related. We're talking about non-sexual related. Is if you're at a bar and they ring a bell or a siren and they tell you to get up to the bar and a little person comes sprinting out of the wall with a bottle of whatever, tequila, vodka, anything like that, and is just pouring it into people's mouths while running down the bar. I recommend that, by the way. I'm not against that at all. I've done that on numerous occasions at a bar in Pittsburgh. The little person was from my high school. He was a legend. Rest in peace to his beautiful soul. He passed away. Not sure if they still do it, but that is something you can definitely allow to get dumped down your throat, I think.
Yeah, of course. Anything with alcohol in it, I think, is allowed. But yeah, definitely not. It's like on the field in front of people, in front of cameras where millions of people are possibly watching. Like, that's the ultimate just disrespectful move. And I know trainers don't feel disrespected by it because I would talk to them all the time. When I was in Cincinnati, I remember talking to the trainers. They would be walking around, going up and down the line during practice, trying to squirt water. I'd be like, hey, no, get out of there. Like, what are you doing? Stop offering that dude water. You just hold it for him in front of his hand, and he can grab it if he wants it. But do not put that in front of his face. And just that shouldn't be your first offer, to squirt it in his mouth. That's not, like, it doesn't work like that. Like, you work with us. You don't work for us. So stop doing that stuff, man. I don't know who started, but it makes me crazy.
I would love to. That's a motivational speech, by the way. You just gave another motivational speech. You work with us, not for us. That's motivation. Look at you, just being all types of motive. You're like the next fucking Lou Holtz out there with your motivation.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, I was thinking about when I told Doug Gottlieb was the host of the show I was working on. I was like, what if I thought about doing like a Lou Holtz impression for my pep talk? What do you think? He's like, listen, nah, I don't think that would go over real well.
Listen, tonight you're a bumblebee. Bumblebees' bodies are way too big for the size of their wings. They should not be able to fly. It's a scientific fact that bumblebees should not be able to go off the ground. But tonight you're a bumblebee. You're outweighed, you're outmatched, but you will fly tonight like a bumblebee. Tonight you make magic. How about the magic trick he did with the newspaper that one time? He ripped up the newspaper and then he folded it, and then by the end of it, it was a whole newspaper again. Lou Holtz is fucking legendary.
Yeah, he is. He does that newspaper trick about 220 times a year at all his speaking gigs. I know that much. That dude makes cash.
Okay. Interesting sentence you just put there, because it was a slap at Lou Holtz for using his same hacky thing, and then you complimented him at the end for how much cash he makes. So I don't know how I feel about what you just said about Lou Holtz.
Well, good. I'm glad you don't know how to feel.
Was it a shot at Lou Holtz or a compliment at Lou Holtz right there, AJ?
I don't know. It's however you interpret it, man. I'm just, in my opinion, I'm just putting stuff out there, my things out there, just stating facts.
I can't wait for Saturday with you. You're the man. Have a great Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Do you want to say happy Thanksgiving to anybody, or is that kind of anti your thing too?
Who else is in there? Who else is in the office with you right now?
Everybody's in the office at some point scattered around, though. We got a big merch deal going on, so there's a lot of panic happening right now in the office.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to everybody in the office over there at Heartland Radio, and maybe to you.
Well, that means a lot. Few hundred thousand people listening too. You could have maybe said happy Thanksgiving to them, but that's not your thing. That's not your thing.
Give it. I'm not pandering. Let me pander to the crowd. Hey, Alex, can I give a round of applause for all the troops and the firefighters out there? And God bless everybody that's going through any struggles right now, and all the sick kids in America. Just, I want to give you guys. I'm giving you a standing ovation right now. You can't see me, but I just appreciate everything you do for us.
Not once did you wish them a happy Thanksgiving, though. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I just got to really pander. Let me pander to every single possible group I can, Pat. We'll come on the air like that.
All right, I'll see you at the press conference at
4:30 at the conference call. Yep, no press conference is happening today, but yeah, I'll be there.
Do you see what we just did? We just finished each other's.
I'm not your dancing monkey. All right. Hey, hook 'em. War Raiders.
The ending of that interview might be the greatest ending to an interview in a long time.
I think so.
I think it, I honestly think it is.
Yeah.
Because it was coming full circle. Mm-hmm. He finished my first sentence, Ty.
Yep.
And then he refused to finish my second sentence because he said, I'm not your dancing monkey. He's the best. I'm so lucky I'm in there with him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't think there's anybody else I'd rather call a game with.
It's going to be awesome.
As a human, I've talked with AJ Hawk for probably 15, 16 hours.
Long, intimate conversations.
Long conversations with him. And now we're going to be into Boof. And I don't know how to say this, but I am just going to make that thing a show. Like I don't know if they know that. I have no idea what their expectations are for the three-man booth situation, but I'm going to make that thing a show there. I ain't no X's and O's. I'm here for the show.
Do you draw on the screen?
What's that?
Are you going to be able to draw on the screen?
Absolutely. And hey, Bob Ross up in the mother. I'm going to draw some happy little trees out there.
12 o'clock on FS1 Saturday, right?
Noon, FS1 Saturday, Texas Tech Baylor live from Jerry World, which I'm probably not allowed to say if I had to guess. The Jerry World line. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. Michigan, Ohio State will happen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This won't.
This will probably never happen. Probably won't. You know, navigating negotiations with companies that are mainstream networks that allow you to be in a third man booth or maybe let you on TV and things like that can be very complicated and confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be very complicated and confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have no idea what you're supposed to wear, what you're supposed to say, what they like, what they don't like. That can all be very complicated and confusing.
Yeah.
Shopping for the holiday season, also very complicated and confusing. Very thankful that Tommy Yuan.
Yep.
And our website are offering these huge deals for people.
Uh-huh.
But there's one gift that you're more than just giving. You're donating to somebody. Mm. And that's tickets to a sporting or live event.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you why you're donating them. Because it's not just the ticket itself. It's much greater than that. It's a story at a holiday, like a Thanksgiving, about, oh, you remember when we went to insert name of awesome event here that you got a ticket to. It's something the night before you get married, you'll think back upon. You'll be like, do I want to get married? I remember when I did this with this group. You know?
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, yeah, I do, because now we'll go to these events with the love of my life, obviously.
That's exactly what people do.
Obviously. So a perfect gift this holiday season is from your friends, our friends, mm-hmm. the greatest ticket app on earth. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the greatest ticket app on earth because they offer you the most bang for your buck. No matter what your budget is, they'll get you the greatest tickets for that particular price. Mm-hmm. Whether it's sporting events, theater, comedy, shows, anything on earth, SeatGeek has the best tickets too. And you won't get catfished. What you think you're getting, you are getting, because SeatGeek does all the research for you. You can shop with confidence at SeatGeek, and SeatGeek will do one thing and one thing only: deliver for you. So get somebody in your family a ticket to a live event. Whether it's an NBA game, NHL game, football game, any of the comedy or live theater shows, it's something they will thank you forever about. Also, quite a conversation starter for these awkward family gatherings.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Something to think about. Go download the SeatGeek app right now. Use promo code Pat and get $10 off your first SeatGeek order. Or use promo code McAfee and get $20 off. It's the holiday season. Save every fucking dollar you can. Use promo code McAfee. Promo code McAfee. If you get $20 off first order, you could probably go get two very good tickets for less than $15 with that $20 off type thing. Mm-hmm. Something to think about. Get out there and live a little bit. You're alive, but are you living? Go live with SeatGeek. All right. I would like to hear the Thanksgiving poems that everybody has written. Is that proper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Prepared.
Composed.
Authored.
Written.
All those things. I would like to hear them. I don't think we play music in the background. I think we just kind of let them meet. We'll go around the room. And from our small business to all of you listening, we're very thankful. And here is some poems from the group, starting with Todd McComas.
This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for the following stuff. It's in no particular order because the draft is rough. I'm thankful for Sarah Josepha Hell. She wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb. And a letter addressed to President Lincoln, expressing her love for smoked turkey and ham.
Oh.
We need a new holiday, she wrote. One where we show thanks instead of greed. We'll have food and drinks with family and friends. Sounds like a good-ass time, old Abe Lincoln agreed.
Oh.
A new holiday was born, and the response was merry. Hooray, the crowd shouted. We can finally get rid of all this fucking cranberry. We've been stockpiling it for decades and storage isn't free. The only people buying it now are senior citizens having issues when they pee. But we should add something to the law, was the PS at the end of her letter. No politics should be spoken at dinner. That'll help ensure that families get along better.
Oh.
But Lincoln failed to read to the end, which means that last part was dumped. Now we have to stomach the shouting because Cousin Ian and Grandpa don't agree about Trump. So I'm thankful for Sarah Hell. She's responsible for this special Turkey Day. A holiday without gifts means times with family, but no one has to pay. Except for Cousin Ian, who can't keep his liberal lips still. He really pissed off Grandpa, so now he's been cut out of the will. He was counting on that money to pay off his student loan debt and catch up with his bookie because he lost his ass on bad bets. He had to get a new identity and move away to a whole new town.
Ian.
He was down like 30 large. If he stayed here, he'd end up in the ground. Last I heard, he ended up in Alaska, but it's been 8 years since his voice was heard. Dead or alive, it doesn't matter. Thanksgivings are way better now without that whiny-ass turd.
Got him.
Let's go.
A Thanksgiving poem.
You're here.
Ian didn't deserve that. Hey, as soon as I heard you take a shot at Ian, I knew the poem was turning. That's why I started dying. I think I was the only one. It was a very loud reaction by me.
It didn't take a ride there.
Well, that's what he was going, and then he took that first shot at Ian. I was like, well, here we go. Thank you, Todd. That was incredible.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now from Plum High School, whose teachers are striking because they don't teach good.
Respect. Love a good strike.
From Holiday Park, he has a good beard. He's a degenerate. Ladies and gentlemen, at Diggs with a Z.
My assignment was a poem. Shouldn't be too hard. Might be so good you see it on a card.
Ooh.
I'm here to tell you some things that I'm thankful for. One is having this job that makes me slightly less poor. I'm thankful for eating wings in bed and erotic actresses who are on Pornhub giving head. Also for a nice fat fuck hangover pizza, and that I am not from the Bosnian town Srebrenica. Oh my God, you have no idea what sleep means to me. I love it almost as much as a credit card with a low APR fee. No idea what I would do without TV and movies. Life would be terrible. I might as well shoot me. I could never leave out the black and the gold. Gambling is bad for you, a tale I was never told. Backdoor covers and hammering the over. Football was my religion, not Passover. Old fashions and Jesus Tito's, you can't beat those. And the vape pen at night has me feeling so right. Oh, shit. Goddamn, my computer just fucking...
froze?
We're back. Hey. Oh, shit, I almost forgot my Zans. I think that's it. Just kidding. Most thankful for the fans.
Oh,
last nice. And certainly least, I'm thankful for my work, amigos. To any of their funerals, you sure won't see Migos.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
it. Okay. Movies and shoot me's. Amigos and Migos.
Migos.
Pizza and what was the town?
The Bosnian town, Srebrenica.
Of course. Of course. Incredible rhyming.
Thank you.
There.
Thank you.
The teachers. Teachers should be paid more there at Plum
High
School.
They really should.
Another Mustang from Plum High School. Hockey fan. Optimist Nick Morado.
Thank you. Above all others this year, this great day ranks. The day to stay humble, the day to give thanks. Oh, thankful for Bailey, thankful for Todd. The McComas family makes mine feel less odd. I'm thankful for Foxy, his wizardly editing skills. Thankful for Connor, his voice so terribly terribly shrill.
Oh.
Thankful for Ty, who sacrifices his sleep so your ears stay blessed each and every week.
Aww.
I'm thankful for Zito, his magical grin. Thankful for Diggs, my paisano kin. Thankful for Phil. Not really, but you get it. I only put him on here since he handles our checks. Won't let us forget it. And certainly thankful for you, Pat, who gave us all a chance to work for the greatest small business on earth and cause you a huge pain in the ass.
Oh.
And finally, to the listeners, I beg... let's eat, let's drink, and celebrate. Thanks to you all for caring what bullshit we say, keeping up with us, tuning in every day.
Aww.
It's been a ride thus far, and though we here ain't done yet, raise a glass to the Pat McAfee Show family.
Yes.
It's the best you can get.
Yay! Yay! Hear, hear, Frank A.
I like this part.
You're good at it.
Yeah, you are.
Really
I can't wait to hear what you're about to say. From Chicago, a real wordsmith, a high IQ man, Viva Lizito.
To take a hike or not take a hike, that is the question. I'm thankful for Pat and the boys. When our brains are worked together, it brings the noise. I'm happy they accept a guy from Illinois. I'm always thankful for the Twitch stream. Even though Pat thinks it's a money scheme... it's not, I promise you, but make sure to follow at twitch.tv/thePatMcAfeeShow and let's watch it grow.
Oh,
bars!
Let's go.
Thank bars! That a boy, Zito. Grow. Pat McAfee Show.
Yeah, you saw that?
No.
Oh.
Okay, let's. I think Ty's is probably going to be very good, and also Connor's too. Connor, you had a writing degree or something?
I've dabbled in the arts of writing, yes.
I did see a video from you in college, though, that you sent to us. I assume your college career was one you took very serious, yeah, honestly.
Just the major, I think. Is it my turn? Is it my turn to go?
Nah, I think I don't know.
We can let's send it back to the booth.
Behind to the booth?
To the booth, yeah.
To the booth.
Let's send
me,
it to the booth.
Me, AJ, and Sean Kelly. Good hey. Coverage, Diner on that field.
I'm going to be on one knee for this one like AJ will.
AJ Hawk said he's going to take a knee in the middle of the game. That's his thing.
Wow.
He said he gets comfortable when he's talking on his knee.
Oh, I didn't like okay. The piss? I thought he had the piss.
Yeah. Probably that as well. I think... I can't wait to hear my reactions. I can't wait to hear what I say live on the broadcast.
I wonder if he brings his piss jug. You remember that thing he keeps under his desk?
Oh, yeah, it's weird kind of thinking about it.
You're probably going to need that, by the way.
Nah.
A piss jug.
My bladder knows when it's
showtime. Oh, you guys can share.
It knows.
My bladder knows when it's showtime. I would share a piss bottle with AJ. I'd probably just go right in that hole without even feeling anything, if I had to guess, by the way. I assume AJ's got a Grand Canyon type. Are you going or not, Foxy?
I was just waiting on you.
Sorry.
Okay, guys.
From Michigan. He went to Michigan State. Mm. He claims to have known nothing about the doctors up there, correct?
This is true.
He's a video editing hero from Michigan for the small biz, Evan Foxy.
Thank you, Pat.
Also single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very.
Could mingle, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all options.
Hasn't, but could.
Yeah, has the ability.
The potential's there, the ability.
Yeah, like, I'm worried that people could potentially think that he doesn't maybe have a penis.
Oh, my God.
He's got a penis.
He could mingle.
Even on Thanksgiving, we're going to do this.
Well, this is the day before Thanksgiving.
No, this is this is coming out on Thanksgiving, though.
I would never say this to you on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said this to you. I would like to preface this in the show that I said this yesterday.
All right, all right.
Foxy, you didn't deserve that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Here's my poem.
You did not deserve that. We'll edit that out.
Yeah. Roses are red.
Yes.
Violets are blue. I work for a small business. We're idiots. It's true.
True.
Zito and Diggs, with brains oh so bright, and good old Nick Maraldo. Golly, he is such a delight. Don't forget Boston Connor, the loudest of them all, and our good old Uncle Todd. He's old as balls. And then there's Ty Schmidt. His Gruden is a hit.
Oh.
And, of course, Pat McAfee. He's the captain of our ship.
Oh.
There's nothing more important than the fans of this show. Mm-hmm. I hope you have an amazing day. Cheers to you all.
Yo.
I did that last one. I did that last one while the show was going on.
Yeah,
I was going to end it with a ship, but then I was like, I need to say something about the fans.
But the thing about Fox, you literally have to edit videos all day.
Yeah.
So there's no time for you to write a poem.
Zero, yeah. I literally just finished it.
You did great there, Foxy.
That was good. Thanks, guys.
For those of you that don't know, the only time Foxy really gets out of his hole is during these shows.
Yeah.
The day. You guys didn't even ask me to come in. I just saw you were in here. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
No. That is not.
I know.
And that is not true. I mean,
we were going to wait for you. We didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, we can literally see his hole from right here.
Yeah.
It's right next to us.
You were making a video for the 12 o'clock sale from 12 p.m. on Thanksgiving till 7 p.m. on Cyber Monday.
Yep. That's what I was doing.
Store.patmcafeeshow.com.
There it is. Zito, what's the website?
Store.patmcafeeshow.com.
Nailed it.
Also, while we're here, you can become a member of the pub. Yep. We have pub shirts coming out.
I know. Sure. It's a good push
they're
here.
They're not bad either. Become a member of the pub.
Awesome.
Buy a pub shirt.
I'm not buying one until one certain thing
they're
happens.
They're not bad. They're unbelievable. Whoa.
What needs to happen?
Until Pupcat's dead, I'm not buying a shirt.
Whoa.
Yeah. Fuck that cat.
Whoa. Because of its Twitter account or because of it in real life?
Real life.
Really? What happened?
He gave Nick pink eye.
No.
Not true.
Fake news.
That was maybe mange, but not pink.
Hey, look, I can take slander on the pub. Do not slander Pubcat. Yeah. All right, Diggs?
We'll see.
Are you a cat fan now, huh? You are.
We bought him treats last night.
I saw you at the Petco or whatever.
It was so cool. Pubcat liked it.
Treats?
Oh, yeah. I gave him the whole thing. <piece. laughs> I gave him to him. It was like a dish.
Did you get the nip?
No, I got him tuna bites.
Why do you hate the cat?
I don't know. It just looks like I'd hate it.
All right, Dix. Thank you for that.
Let's I wouldn't go. Say this tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
it's the day before.
Yeah. Day before.
Fair enough.
He doesn't like your cats. You think he's gonna like some strange feral malnutrition creature?
I like the one that
roaming
hides.
The street.
I like the one that hides.
That one's the more like Pupcat than any of the other ones. Because
Nova
came from the streets.
I like Nova. Teddy steals my water, so fuck Teddy.
Dude, Teddy last night hijacked all of Sam's plate. I never seen anything like it. He put his paw on the plate and dragged it to the other side of the table, right in front of us.
It was only a matter of time.
I literally was just watching it happen. Sam turned back around. She's like, "What's going on?" Like, he's moved it from there all the way over there.
He's evolving.
It's incredible. And then every once in a while, he'd like stop and he'd like lick his paw to see if he even likes the taste. And he'd be like, "Yeah, I do." And then continue to drag the thing. It was awesome. This morning he was loud too. He was not happy. Somebody needed to give him something. I don't speak his language yet. Like we talk.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he's yelling about every morning. I have no idea. I tried to give him water this morning. Nope. I tried to give him some catnip. Hey, here's some drugs. Nope.
Isn't that the worst when you know your animal wants something but you don't know what it is? Oh,
it's unbelievable. It's like just talk, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Val will like look at things that she wants. Mm. Like she'll give me like, "Hey, I gotta take a shit." Bro. What? And she'll be like, "Fucking get up with your head nod." I'm like, "I'm sorry. Let's go take care of that bladder, Val." I'm becoming a huge animal person, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I really am starting to get why people are animal people. If that makes sense. I never really had ADD. That's why I don't watch any movies or anything. I never had the time just to hang out. I'm starting to get why animals are.
They're so appreciative.
Once you feel that love, you're all in.
Bro, when I got home from LA, Sam obviously very excited to see me. But I could hear Val's tail hitting off of the wall like the other side. I was like, oh my God, this thing really enjoys it.
Would you say Val likes you or Sam more?
She likes Sam more because Sam saved her, so she knows that. But I am definitely somebody that she has taken a kin to there for. She does like me. Like she'll literally like nose in and like cuddle me every morning. Yep. I'm like, oh, this dog. Oh, this is so cute. And then these goddamn cats meowing at me all the time. It's awesome. That's what I'm thankful for.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a good thing.
It's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I was saying that tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be thankful, for sure.
The mean stuff we said to Foxy that he did not deserve. He did not deserve that. Hey, you did not deserve it.
I don't know if that makes me feel better at this point,
though. No, it does.
It should. We're acknowledging.
Yeah. Okay. True. Very true.
You know what I mean?
Be different if you deserved it.
So when I listen to this tomorrow, I should feel a lot better because you guys said it.
Yeah.
Maybe listen to like 3X though, so it's like kind of quick.
Yeah,
like that section.
I didn't know people actually did that though.
Yeah, I learned that people do that this weekend. By the way,
mm-hmm.
People tell me they listen to my show on 2X. I'm like, well, what do I sound like there? I couldn't even fathom. couldn't even fathom what I sound like. Maybe I sound like this. We gonna do this shit in one breath. Right? One breath. Pause that real quick. Do you think there's an ability to turn the podcast to a 4X and have me sound like this? Go ahead and press play. Yeah. This is logical. Yeah. How insane was that?
How fucking insane is that?
I stumbled across that the other evening while on some vitamins. It was just playing. I think it might have been on the plane, actually. Mm-hmm. I just had like a headset on, and I'm just like sitting there listening, and all of a sudden that song showed up somehow in a playlist. Because whenever you play your own playlist, they'll cycle in other songs too. I've been learning this. It's like playlist radio or something like that.
Yep.
And this song came on, and I think I might have been like half asleep almost. I was like half asleep, and then all of a sudden he's like, are you guys ready? And somebody said, yeah, and I think it like woke me up. And then all of a sudden it was like, brrrr. I was like, whoa. And I was like, I paused immediately, looked at my phone, and I was like, what the fuck was that? Who is it? And it was Logic, mm-hmm. and I was very impressed. I don't think I've been there. And Wale's on that song, and I mm-hmm. met Mr. Whale himself this weekend at the WWE thing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he dapped me up.
Good for Whale.
Gave me a full dap up. And I said, why is my name Wale, but they keep saying whale? And he said, I appreciate your love. G, call me a G, dap up, and then walked away. I had my gold Air Forces on.
Yeah. Respect.
I wonder if Mr. Wale knows who
respect.
I am. I wonder if he knows.
Is he a huge WWE guy? We saw him at WrestleMania, too.
He has Whale-a-mania. Wale-a-mania. He has something like that every WrestleMania. He has a huge show. Hmm. He's a big WWE fan. He was just roaming around, too, sitting wherever the fuck he wanted. And there was that other guy, Ray Shrumman, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He was wearing a see-through shirt.
Yeah. It was suspect.
It was a see-through dress shirt.
Okay.
It was a see-through dress shirt. He was right there, right in front of us, with this big, tall, white guy who's like his manager, I guess, who knew our agents. Obviously, everybody knew each other. Like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. He was taking selfies of himself he just bought a belt. Mm-hmm. He was into it, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome to see. It was good for the WWE.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, let's get back to these poems. Okay. By the way, that's a talent what that dude did there.
Highly talented.
Do you think it's the 4X thing, or do you think he actually did? He said one breath.
I think he
And then he said, are you ready? And we said, yeah. So he wouldn't lie to us.
No.
No, Logic wouldn't lie.
No, not Logic. Nope.
Wouldn't be logical.
No,
it wouldn't.
Tie your own.
This Thanksgiving, it's clear I've got a lot to be thankful for.
Aww.
Although writing this poem was quite the chore.
Ooh, it's on me.
My Packers fucking stink, and that is no lie. But on the bright side, today we all get to smash mashed taters and pumpkin pie. I've been waiting for this meal for the past several weeks, but I'm afraid I'm going to need to wear a diaper to prevent any leaks. I'm spending the rest of the week in Beantown and not here with the boys, and for that I'd like to thank our leader, under who I'm employed.
Hey. It's punishment, bud.
I'd also like to give thanks for being in good health. Hopefully I stay that way while heading back east to the Commonwealth. This holiday season, be thankful for what you have and avoid all the crap. And if your family sucks this year, say fuck it, go AWOL, and take a nap.
Good word.
So rejoice. It's Thanksgiving, one of the best days of the year. Nothing but NFL games and copious amounts of ice-cold beer. Keep it in perspective that you've got things pretty good and others don't have such good luck. After all, you could be a Packers fan and be stuck with Mike McCarthy, that incompetent fat fuck.
He didn't enjoy it. He didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve that. He got quite a shot there, McCarthy. Hey, all the Packers fans are turning on that guy, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Not just you.
No. Well, I've wanted him gone for like the last like, 4 years. But...
You think Aaron Rodgers is turning on? Yeah.
I don't think Rodgers has liked him for a while now, but he's too much of a stand-up guy to bury him to the media. Hopefully that'll change.
Imagine he gets up there. We all saw it. I did pretty good. Scheme's probably just a little bit better on the other side of the sideline, the other side of the field there.
His stats are pretty good this year. 19 touchdowns, one interception.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. 103 rating.
Wow.
And they are 4-5-1.
And there's people talking about how they shouldn't have paid him $100 million. Like, there's people trolling on the internet.
Mm-hmm. It's absurd.
Absurd. He's doing something really cool, too, by the way. Retweet for good. His thing. State Farm's donating another mill if you do it.
Nice.
Yeah, he's doing cool shit right now.
Yes.
Butte Strong.
Yes, that was the community college he went to.
Okay, so Butte, Montana, also where Evel Knievel, Colt Anderson, and the guy who killed Osama bin Laden are from.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's why when I saw the Butte Strong thing, I was like, well, wait a minute. And then I listened. I was like, oh, that must be a county up there, but it's a college?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a county, too, but that's the community college you went to before Cal.
It's good shit out of Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't expect anything else.
Nope.
Here's a guy from Boston. A lot of things are said about him on a regular basis. Can't wait to hear what he has to say in a rhythmic poem fashion.
Thank you, Pat.
Boston Connor.
This poem is titled The Night Before Thanksgiving by Charles Chester Campbell.
Okay, so you're saying this yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Mm-hmm.
This is yesterday.
Okay. It's my poetry name. On the night before
What's your poetry name?
Charles Chester Campbell.
Pretty good.
Informally known as the Three C's.
Chuck E. Cheese Campbell.
Similar.
Nope.
Similar, they'd say.
Son of Stephen?
Son of Stephen. Here we go. On the night before Thanksgiving, with Indiana winter glooming, the pub was bright as ever. Lots of booze was looming.
Oh.
Dressed to the nines, we got ready to roll. Thanksgiving tomorrow, then the North Pole.
Oh, Christmas.
Yeah. Foxito and I opened the pub with a shout. The time was coming to be out and about. Piano bar was the spot we would start in broad ripple. It was hard not to black out, harder than my nipple. For the night was cold, but our spirits were high, knowing tomorrow we would all split a big pumpkin pie.
Oh.
The night continued as we downed our beers while calm, not expecting the round of shots I ordered. Vegas bomb. One after another.
I thought Zito's mom was giving me. I was like, not today.
That's not me, that's Nick. Yeah. One after another, we drank the Royale and the Red Bull, but we needed a little food to get back into our skull. Downtown Indy, we went. Fox called an Uber with a flick. Kilroy's on Meridian. We all wanted some breadstick. Down went the food and more beers as well. We were all heading for darkness. The waitress could tell. Zito got us in a car, and on our way home, we needed it anyways. More vitamins to the dome. Back to the pub, pumped for the morning to say the least. Ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. A true McAfee feast.
Oh.
Now here's my PP, which is similar to the PS in the letter community.
Yeah.
PP's post-poem. Be thankful. Okay, respect the post-poem. It's legit.
Respect the PP.
Thank you. Respect the PP.
See, my PP is a personal protector on a punt team.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. My PP. Oh, sorry. Charles Chester Campbell's PP.
Of course.
Post-poem.
Got it.
Be thankful for football. I am for Bill and Tom. Not to mention a Black Friday sale at store.patmcafeeshow.com.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
Zito, your mom made it through there twice.
I know. Yeah. I'm so happy.
She makes it through a lot of things twice.
Oh,
there it is.
See, that's my fault. That's on me. All right, in from me. Hey, you guys all did a great job there, by the way.
Thank you.
A little homework for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Excited for that. It's a Turkey Day thanks to the listeners of the year, allowing us weekly to penetrate your ears. Is every show a heater? Huh? Not quite. But yin stick with us like white on rice.
Nice.
We had a couple moments that had us like, wow. Like when Dan Patrick said his life back then is like our life now. That was wild.
It was.
Real wild.
That was a really wild moment when he was saying that. I was getting like real chills there. Mm-hmm. I was like, so I'm going to be like you, Dan? I'm probably fucking right. We are a true family in a couple interesting spots with moments of pure stupidity and brilliance like Zito's thoughts. Mm-hmm. Boston Connor's joined the team. He's funny and he's loud. Also welcomed Gator. I'm sure his dad's really proud. I'm lucky to be surrounded by such a great squad. Their abilities to do it all, I truly applaud. This is me clapping for you guys.
Thank you. Funny.
You guys in here.
Thanks, you too.
When we started blogging there for a little bit before we had to redo our website, I was really impressed by the way you guys did that. Thanks, you guys do a lot of really good stuff.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I applaud. That was me, and it was also the only word that rhymes with squad. To everybody listening, we're in this together, and like the mighty, mighty ducks, we fly in any weather.
Oh yeah.
So I hope your turkey is great, and the drinks are flowing well. What will we be doing next year, you ask? Only time will tell. Let's continue to enjoy each other's company and hang like a canopy, the McAfee Mafia. I'm truly lucky to be a part of this family. Cheers. Woo. Thanksgiving reading. We thank you all so, so much. We thank you all so, so much. And with that, we'd like to send it over to DJ Frankie Marotto on the ones and twos this Thanksgiving with some Thanksgiving heaters to hold you over your hangover and make it into Black Friday.
How's your son? He made the team this year?
I did.
He said he wasn't tall enough.
All the glitter
is my goal.
Well, yeah, we're going to cook this on
the reality.
Okay.
Is what you
live. Where am I going? New girlfriend?
This is family business, and this is for the family that can't
family.
Be
family.
Oh, family. Family tie-in. Not,
you guys are quick.
Got it. So sweet,
like a photo where you I feel like we did get that pretty quick. I mean, he said it. Thanksgiving and Christmas, this can't be right. Oh, he said Thanksgiving. Man, this can't be right. Somebody
please say grace so I can save
face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a Thanksgiving don't have a lot of music.
No, it does not. Monkey bread
on the side. No, Jesus gets a lot of love with Christmas.
Yeah, he does. And he's knew that life will move
this fast. Who knew I should have to look get shot glass and look with an arrow did it, then you ain't did it. And in North Sentinel Island.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because of Jesus. He tried to go sell them Jesus. They were like,
how
about you get this arrow, cuz? Just like Jesus.
Classic, get off my lawn.
Hey, they don't fuck around, by the way. That is an angry bunch.
Jim. You know the old sugar daddy. Mm. They be tricking, they tell them girls. I see you can have whatever
you like. Food. They call it fixing.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. Like a pumpkin pie.
Stuff the turkey.
Yeah, it's whatever you like. Foxy sent it. He said, I kind of miss what's going on, but you can eat whatever you like on Thanksgiving, Nick.
This is that last second thing. Walked in the studio. You can eat whatever you like.
It's not really pizza.
I like it. It ties in. Yeah. Kind of. You can have pizza.
Where at?
Just at your house, man. Just right there at your house. This is a good song, by the way. Also, people drink.
Oh, yeah.
Bottles, Patron.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving. This is a Thanksgiving song.
Good job, Foxy.
Good job, Foxy.
Another one.
Foxy, that was good.
Oh, T.I., who'd have known?
Yep. Love this song.
Who would have known T.I. would make a Thanksgiving song? Good for T.I.
Good for him. Oh, luxury.
Chitty, ching, ching. Could buy anything. Cop that. Oh, Black Friday.
buy anything. Cop that.
It's a Black Friday song?
Nope.
Collard greens?
Well, they said collard greens, so it's all things.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I mean, I heard him say buy anything you want. Cop that.
So that's also the weekend. It is. Small Business Saturday.
Store.pack showed up.
Small Business Saturday. Watch this snow tick. Yeah, I'm the nigga gang rap. Xmas smoke. Shots I deliver. Faded. Vegas. Might sponsor the killer. Shake it. Break it. Hot for the winner. Drop it. Cop it. Eyes locked on your inner object. Rock it. Blast, blast. New beginnings. Lovely. Pinky. How not Pinky. I remember. You see that? Thanksgiving. Give me some. Freak the freckles off your face. Frenchy freaking swapping tongues. Click my link and spread your buns. Losing then no money. Buns.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls. You meant?
Good crescent roll. Fucking in the car service. Thank you for the carpool. Chromosome thoughtful. Probably off a narco and gas, not the arco. Popping since the intro. You shopping from the window. Play my favorite tempo. Oh, oh.
Yeah, it's a Thanksgiving song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I think we just...
There are Thanksgiving songs.
There are Thanksgiving.
Just got to look a little bit.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's a deeper meaning in there.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks these are shallow songs. No. This is a deep end of the pool. Lifeguard must be on duty.
All times.
At all times.
These are Thanksgiving songs.
And I can't say it all. And even if I do it, I'll be there with a picture on my wall. And it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Hey, Cliff! Pause. Thanksgiving song.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Nailed it.
It was the next part of the chorus.
Oh, pause though. We were referencing his "Not So Bad."
Yeah.
So we got next song.
No, it's not even that.
It's not so bad.
Yeah. It's not so bad. Next song.
It's not even Eminem.
No. Next song.
Yeah, it is.
No, next song.
Talking old people isn't that bad.
No, it was though.
No, it is though. Next song.
All right.
I'm happy we did that. We figured that out. Eminem, the Thanksgiving song.
The song was called "Thank You."
Oh, you wanted us to go back.
Yeah.
I do love that song too.
We all do, I think.
Yeah.
Today I missed my workout, but it worked out.
Oh.
Now I'm missing work now, but it worked out.
Had to buy is this a workout? No, working out.
Yep.
Let's go.
I get it.
I
love how she
turned up. I don't get it. Oh, the turkey. It came out.
No, there's no working out on
Thanksgiving. Yeah, you missed your workout.
You just nap.
It's not a big deal.
You just nap.
Huh. Is it a tryptophan song? Yeah.
Then the next day, maybe you miss work, but it works out.
Hey, it's a big tryptophan song.
Yes, you miss work, yeah.
She can work out. She can't get no lunch with me. This is all what this holiday is about.
8 tryptophan, 13 hours.
I'm eating at 2. I can't get lunch with you.
Custody, he gets his kids every other
holiday.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's this year.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying.
For every single
ex, I want the best.
Ex-turkey.
Nice. Thank you for the exes. He's talking about the night before Thanksgiving when he saw all of his exes.
Thank you, next, he said, with like what's her face?
Ariana, I think.
He was referencing that, so it is definitely a Thanksgiving. Cause
one of his exes, maybe.
Yeah.
Is this a new song?
I don't think this is a new song.
Sorry. Oh, this is like when you take a break from eating and then you come back a half hour later and you need to start eating again. Basically,
because it's hard to breathe. Yeah, got it. Yeah, this is a Thanksgiving song.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay, next one.
Please tell me you're going to end it with what I think you're going to end it with. I just thought
it's only really one option.
I don't know if it's going to be on Spotify, though.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I already checked.
I'm sorry to this song. Boy, I really want to get to the one that we are thinking about.
We just have to figure out this one real quick.
Mashed potatoes, you just said.
Yeah, he's yelled mashed potatoes.
Yeah, Thanksgiving song.
Boom. Okay, next song.
This, I am. Hey. Yup. This is the ultimate Thanksgiving song.
It really is.
I see the video playing right now.
Yeah. People are scared to make songs because the song's so good.
Well, we just found a bunch of other Thanksgiving songs right there.
They're not comparable to this song, though, are they?
Agreed. The music video to this one, oh, it's incredible. The music video to this one went viral. Mm-hmm. Pretty hard. Have you ever seen this video, Todd?
I have not.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
I'm a Mac White Dre.
Oh.
Okay. Not only is it on Spotify, multiple versions.
Oh! Oh! She's at a church. Potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, but beans, greens, but beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes. All right,
that's good. I'm ready to go. Thanks.
Remember, if you're going to get the tryptophan effect, yep. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all those bangers, by the way. Those, I didn't know that there was that many Thanksgiving songs.
So many. Mm.
Your guys' poems should all be turned into beats and made songs as well. So we're just adding. Thanksgiving might have the most songs of all time. We just haven't looked. We haven't looked hard enough.
Yeah.
We haven't gone into the deep end, Todd.
No. No, but you can do that for yourself at
yeah.
home.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got you started. Finish it.
Okay, and when you eat the turkey, they say one thing comes, and that's a nap.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And we are all very lucky in this room because we're taking naps on the greatest mattress of all time.
Yep. Oh, yep.
The greatest mattress of all time. And it got shipped directly to my house in a box, moved into the room in 2 minutes. Yep. Bing, bang, boom. Best bed I've ever had in my entire life. And it's from one company and one company only, and that's Lisa. Lisa Sleep has completely changed the game on how you go to bed. It's a perfect bed for chilling. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect bed for tweeting. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect bed to watch TV. Mm-hmm. If you're digged, you can eat in there. Oh, you can do absolutely anything, and you don't have to go to the weird bed stores where you got to roll around in Zito sweat to figure out what bed is most comfortable. They've done all the work for you. The most comfortable bed possible is available to be shipped right to your doorstep, and right now at lisa.com/MCAFEE, lisa.com/McAfee, you can take $225 off their already low price bed for Black Friday using promo code McAfee. That's LEESA.com/McAfee to get $225 off their already incredibly low priced, incredible bed for Black Friday. Promo code's McAfee. I'm not sure if you can do that right now or if you have to wait till tomorrow, but that is a deal. All these companies are giving away their fucking company.
Yep.
$225 off when they're. Their price is already, they're making already. No money off of this bed. They are creating none. Beds right now and losing money if you use this offer. Lisa, LEESA.com/McAfee, get you a bed. From all of us to all of you, we're so thankful for you. Honestly, this is, there's going to be a lot of things that possibly happen with this company. And just know that this ain't never changing. We ain't never changing. And things are just going to keep moving onward and upward, I think. And it's all because of you listeners. So this Thanksgiving, I think from all of us, I can say this. I am truly grateful for all of you. Have an incredible day. Tweet us, #Endgame. Show us your food lineup. We want to see it. Also, make sure you take care of that bet, the $250 free bet with my bookie. Go ahead and get some Tommy on. They're giving away the company. Also, SeatGeek tickets and also this bed that they're giving away for $225 off. We appreciate you all so much. Have an incredible day. Ty Schmidt, hit the music. Look at it. Look.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it!
potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
You name it.